Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going deep into one of those advanced jungle moves that can completely change the emotional temperature of a track, swinging a sub-sine line in Ableton Live 12. Now, right away, I want you to think of swing here not as a big, obvious shuffle, but as phrase design. In deep jungle, the magic is not just in timing off the grid, it's in where the bass arrives relative to the drums, how long it hangs, and how it answers the break. That tiny lurch, that slight delay, that breath before the next hit, that's what makes the low end feel alive. The big idea is simple. Keep the true sub clean, mono, and disciplined, while letting the harmonic layer, the note lengths, and the micro timing carry the looseness. That way, the bass feels human and atmospheric without losing power. In jungle and dark DNB, that balance is everything. So let's build this properly in Ableton Live 12. First, set up a dedicated bass workflow. Don't jump straight into writing notes inside a messy session. Create a group track called Bass, then make two MIDI tracks inside it, one called SUB and one called MID Bass. Route both into the bass group so you can process them together later. This is a simple setup, but it makes a huge difference when you're auditioning swing ideas fast and keeping the mix under control. On the SUB track, load operator and initialize a sine wave. Turn off the other oscillators. Keep the sub pure. If you want some glide or legato movement for select notes, you can enable that, but use it sparingly. The sub should usually be the most stable element in the whole bass system. That's the anchor. On the MID bass track, load wave editable or operator and choose something slightly richer, just enough to give you harmonics, grit, and audibility on smaller speakers. This layer is where you can let things breathe a little more. Now, before writing any bass line, loop a break. That could be an amen chop, a stripped roller break, or any rhythmic drum edit that gives you a jungle pocket to react to. The key mindset here is this: write the bass in response to the break, not in isolation. Start with a short two-bar phrase at around 170 to 174 BPM. Keep it sparse. Think short notes, deliberate gaps, and some call and response behavior. A good starting point might be a note landing on the end of one, another on the E of two, and one slightly late on three. That gives you movement without flattening the groove. You do not want to hold big sustained roots all the time unless you're aiming for a more modern roller feel. Here's the important part. Let the drums talk first, then let the bass answer. Now we get into the swing itself. In this style, I recommend using a combination of manual note nudging and a light touch of groove if needed, but not relying on global swing alone. Too much groove on the low end can blur the relationship between kick and sub. Instead, create a weighted pocket, keep your strongest sub hits close to the grid, then take select offbeat notes and delay them slightly, maybe 5 to 20 milliseconds. That tiny lag can make the bass feel like it's leaning back behind the break. On the other hand, if a phrase needs a little breath or a pickup into the next section, you can pull one note slightly early by just a few milliseconds. Use that carefully. The goal is not obvious shuffle. The goal is depth. Also pay attention to note length, because note length creates swing too. Shorter notes on the front side of the beat, longer ones on the laid-back side. If the groove feels muddy, don't immediately remove swing. First check whether the notes are simply too long. Often, shortening the note cleans everything up without changing the rhythm at all. If you do use groove pull, keep it subtle. Start light, maybe 10 to 25% on the bass clip, and be even more conservative on the sub layer. Extracting groove from a swung break can be useful, but reduce it heavily. In this kind of low-end writing, the grid is a reference, not a law. A few milliseconds can matter more than a full swing percentage when the arrangement is dense. Next, shape the envelope so the swing is felt physically. On operator, use a tiny attack, maybe 2 to 8 milliseconds. Keep the release controlled, somewhere around 40 to 120 milliseconds depending on how much overlap you want. A super strict envelope can make the sine feel flat and unmusical. A tiny bit of shape helps the bass lean into the pocket. On the MID bass layer, add auto filter. Start with a low pass cutoff somewhere in the 120 to 500 Hz zone, depending on how much body you want. Then automate that cutoff so it opens slightly later than the note onset. That delayed opening gives you this really cool rising from the fog effect. It feels atmospheric, almost like the bass is pushing through the drums instead of sitting on top of them. A little resonance, maybe 5 to 20%, can help the motion read more clearly too. Now add some controlled harmonic movement, without messing up the mono discipline of the sub. Put saturator on the MID bass track. Use soft clip if you want to keep things smooth. Start with around 2 to 6 dB of drive for mild color, or push a little harder if the part needs more edge. Then clean it up with EQ8 and high pass the mid layer around 90 to 140 Hz so the sub stays clear. If you want extra jungle character, you can add a touch of chorus ensemble on the mid layer only, but keep it subtle. The low end should stay mono. Only the harmonics should widen. If you want even more movement, automate the wavy-able position or a filter or FM amount. Over 8 bars. Keep it gradual. You're designing atmosphere, not just movement for its own sake. A great advanced move here is to resample the mid layer once it feels good. Record it to audio, then start editing like a sampler artist. Add tiny fades, reverse small tails, nudge fragments late by a few milliseconds. That's classic jungle workflow. Once the texture feels right, commit to audio and arrange with confidence. Now let's lock the bass and drums together with bus shaping. On the bass group, add glue compressor, but keep it subtle. You want glue, not flattening. Aim for maybe 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. Use a moderate attack, so the transient shape survives, and keep the release either on auto or in a sensible range like 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. If the bass feels too soft, bring up the makeup gain a touch rather than crushing it. On the drum side, a little drum bus can add punch and harmonic density if needed, but be careful not to overthicken the kick if the sub already owns that space. In jungle, kick and sub should not fight for the exact same moment every time. Let the kick speak, then let the sub answer. That call and response feel is a huge part of the style. If you need sidechain compression, keep it transparent. Use compressor on the sub track, sidechain it from the kick or kick and break bus, and aim for only 1 to 3 dB of reduction. You want a subtle breathing effect, not that obvious EDM style pump. Now, one of the most important arrangement ideas. Don't keep the swing intensity the same for the whole track. In DNB, variation is part of the energy design. Try thinking in sections. In bars 1 to 4, keep the sub restrained with minimal swing and sparse notes. In bars 5 to 8, increase the note delay a little. Open the mid-layer filter, and maybe add a ghost note. In bars 9 to 12, push a little more drive into the saturator, add an octave jump, or widen the harmonic layer slightly. Then in bars 13 to 16, pull things back to set up a fill or transition. That kind of movement keeps a roller evolving without losing DJ utility. You can also use velocity on the mid layer as a groove tool. Slight velocity changes can alter filter or envelope response, which makes the bass feel more human without changing the actual notes. That's a really elegant way to get motion while keeping the phrase stable. Another advanced variation is phrase displacement. Repeat the same one-bar motif, then start the second repeat 1/16th later. That tiny shift can make the line feel like it's slipping deeper into the pocket. It's subtle, but in this genre, subtle is powerful, and don't be afraid of negative space. If the break gets busy, simplify the bass. That's a huge lesson in jungle. The more complex the drums get, the more valuable restraint becomes. A lot of producers do the opposite and overcompensate by adding more swing. Usually, the better move is to reduce bass complexity and let the drums breathe. For extra atmosphere, you can build a slightly dirty parallel path on the mid layer. Keep a dry path for clarity, then blend in a driven path for character. If it still feels too clean, add a touch of erosion or redux, then tame the top end with EQ. Just remember, texture lives above the sub. The foundation stays clean. If you want the bass to feel more sampled, do a little audio editing after the MIDI part works. Freeze, flatten, or resample the harmonic layer. Slice it into fragments. Reverse a tail into a snare fill. Nudge one hit late. Add tiny fades. These little edits make the bass feel like it was chopped by hand, which is a huge part of that classic jungle energy. Let's talk about a common mistake here, making the sub too swingy. This is one of the fastest ways to lose low-end focus. Keep the sub stable. Let the motion live higher up. Another common mistake is applying the exact same groove to kick, snare, and bass. That kills contrast. The pocket comes from timing relationships, not from everything moving the same way. Also, watch your stereo processing. Keep the sub mono. If needed, use utility on the sub track to enforce that. Only widen the upper harmonics, and be careful with saturation before low-end control. If you drive the mid layer too hard without cleaning it up, the low-end buildup can get muddy fast. Here's a really useful workflow tip. If the groove feels unclear, don't just stare at the timing grid. Zoom in and check the note lengths first. Often the issue is that the notes are overlapping too much, or the releases are smearing into the next hit. Tightening the envelopes can restore clarity without making the line feel rigid. As a quick practice exercise, set a 15-minute timer and build a 2-bar swung subline over a break at 172 BPM. Use a clean sine sub and a second harmonic layer. Write only 4 to 6 notes. Move at least 2 notes 8 to 15 milliseconds late, and maybe 1 note 3 to 5 milliseconds early if it helps the phrase breathe. Add a little saturator to the harmonic layer, high-pass it, and automate the filter over the second bar. Then listen in mono and ask yourself one question. Does the bass sit behind the break, or is it fighting the drums? That's the real test. So to wrap this up, remember the core ideas. Swing the bass lines, timing, and envelope, but keep the true sub disciplined and mono. Build the groove in response to the break. Use tiny note delays, selective groove, and envelope shaping to create depth. Support the sub with a separate harmonic layer for grit and motion, and automate swing intensity, filter movement, and saturation across the arrangement so the track keeps evolving.